I see, this is Iman.
Hey, is Iman in?
Yeah, speaking.
Oh, sorry, hi. My name's Nico, I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
From what company?
Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank out here in San Diego. I'm actually looking to follow up on a pre-approved finance offer that we mailed out to your business about two and a half weeks ago. Looks like we have you pre-approved for some equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I'm just circling back, seeing if you guys are in the pipeline for any financing.
I don't think that we are interested.
Oh, you guys, doing very well this year?
Yeah, so far so good.
So far so good compared to last year. You guys have grown a lot. Yeah.
I mean, not a lot, but at least we have enough projects.
Projects?
We're expecting some more, yeah.
Well, I mean, do you ever, like, consider financing those projects rather than using your own cash flow?
No. I mean, if you have the money, why would you pay interest on the money to borrow so that you, you finance your project, so...
True. Have you ever looked into financing before?
No,
not at all. You guys are like self.
With our bank, we have a line of credit, which sometimes we might use it, sometimes not. It depends on how many projects we're working on. So.
Oh, what do you guys use that line of credit for? Is it just like as an emergency?
Yeah, let's say if we're working on a few projects and I have lots of material to buy and some subcontractors like they can't wait. 30 days or more to get paid. So yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever like looked into increasing it?
I guess with whatever we have, we're fine. We are fine with whatever we have with this line of credit. So.
Okay. You guys have never considered like a working capital loan?
No.
It's much different than a line of credit. I'm not too sure if you're familiar with it.
Yeah. I mean, I know. Maybe, let's say, if we expand our business to other states and we want to start building on our own instead of, having projects from clients, maybe this would become an option for us. But for now, I don't want to get involved in anything that, I don't know what I could be doing next year, so.
Oh, in terms of, where you see your business going?
Yeah, exactly, we have plans to expanding to other states, like Florida, since we got licensed over there. But, there's nothing clear so far, so.
Well, what type of obstacles do you see that are, kind of hindering your growth?
There's nothing, but sometimes it depends on the step that you want to take and make sure that you don't end up stumbling or losing or, so.
Right. No, yeah, taking those, the correct steps so that you ensure that the business is able to grow and strive and where you want to be.
Yeah. I mean, of course, like every year we know what is the, quantity of work that we might be expecting, and our capacity and our manpower and stuff like that. So
okay.
I'm a small company. We're not like a huge company that has hundreds of employees or so.
No, that's exactly what we work with. We work with the smaller companies that are trying to grow themselves a little quicker than normal.
So I guess for now we're good.
Is there maybe a better time that I should follow up with you just to see if anything changed, any of those projects are coming up, but you might need some additional capital rather than using that line of credit? Because I know sometimes that line of credit is it's a little scary thing, especially if they call you at any time.
I mean, the bank that we have our line of credit is our bank. It's the bank that we've been dealing with since we started our company.
Oh, how long you guys been working with them?
1996.
Wow, that's like 20 years.
Yeah.
And your experience, has been pretty good. You guys have built up that long relationship.
Yeah, of course. With our banks, with our clients,
Just out of curiosity, have they satisfied every one of your business needs and wants, something like that?
You know, like as I told you, most of the time we have enough cash flow so that we can start our projects and be doing good. You know, because usually after, like, let's say 30 days from starting a project, I can start, you know, billing, and then afterwards the money starts coming back to the company.
Okay. So, I mean,
Yeah.
do you mainly deal with like business to business or business to customer? Like, how are you guys structured that way? Because if you have like clients that come to you and then you do the direct building, is that how it works?
You mean like, yeah, our clients, like let's say we deal with Macy's, we deal with Fifth Third Bank, you know. So whenever they have projects, they send us to bid on the projects that we can bid on, and you know, so that's how it goes, you know.
Right. Yeah, the whole
Yeah.
bidding process. It's pretty
Yeah.
lucrative.
Yeah. So, and whatever, you know, comes our way, worth, and sometimes, you know, with our Macy's, because we've been doing work for them for years, sometimes it's like a matter of they want to work on a project, so they just give it to us without any bidding process or anything.
Is there a specific part of the country where you guys work with Macy's in particular?
You know, usually we work nationwide, but it depends on the project. If, let's say, they have a small project somewhere in California, that it's not worth it for us to, you know, take our employees or go there, you know. But mainly, like, we work in Michigan, in Virginia, in North South Carolina, in Atlanta, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. So over there on the East Coast is your main, area of operations.
Yeah, so this is, you know, the most where we work. And now, of course, since we got license in Florida, so next year they said they have tons of work going on in Florida, so we would be part of, you know, the business. Because, you know, like you cannot, I mean, in some states as a GC, you can do GC work without having a license. All what you have to get is your business license. But some states like Florida, you have to have a GC license.
Oh, they make you get that?
I mean, we did it because we wanted to expand, and we know that next year the Macy's, they're gonna have lots of work in the
Oh,
Florida
okay.
area,
Oh,
you know.
so that's one of the reasons why you guys wanted to get licensed with Florida's because of
Yeah, exactly. And not only for them, because, you know, we might have some other investors outside the country, you know, who might be interested in, you know, investing in the US and building and stuff like that.
So now that since you guys are going to be able to move into Florida and work on projects over there, how's that going to affect the business?
What do you mean affect the
Like
business in what way?
what's it going to do for you guys? What do you have to do to be able to work over there after you get licensed? Are you going to build like an office space or what are you guys going to
We already have a place over there.
Oh, you
Yeah,
guys got everything all figured out?
we already bought a place over there to be, you know, the office. And of course, like, this is our main office in Cincinnati, so whoever will be working in the project, they will be there, and you know, the main people who work in Cincinnati, they will be working here, so
Okay. Yeah. Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot coming up on your plate right now. Should I did you want me to follow up with you in a few months to see where you guys are at?
I mean, it doesn't hurt, you know, it doesn't hurt. Maybe at that time I'll tell you, like, yeah, you know, we will go for it. Because, you know, honestly, I work with my brother and I have to consult with him when it
Oh, no,
comes
of course.
to stuff like that. You know, I cannot make the decision on my own, you know.
Of course.
So he has to be in the office and we discuss things and, you know, all
Right.
whatever it comes from being partners.
Of course, yeah. There's always, the consultation is good because it
Yeah,
gives you
and
more
you
offer
know,
options.
and of course he has been also in business more than I have been, you know, so he has more experience than I do, so that's why we kind of like complete each other.
Okay. You know, why don't we do this? Is there an email address that I can reach you at so you have me on file? You know, if anything comes up, you guys can just give me a call, and then I can follow up with you in a few months.
My email is darwiche@ricorp.com.
Okay, so let me see if I got this right. So it's I, D as in dog, A as in apple, R, W, I, C as in cat, H as in hat, E, @ricorp.com?
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So, Iman, I'll shoot you over some information so you have me on file, and then I'll follow up, like I said, with you guys in a few months. And, you know, if anything comes up, I'm sure that maybe we can help each other out. And, you know, I want to see your business grow. I want to see you guys, you know, succeed out there in Florida.
Yeah, hopefully, you know. So we're trying our best, you know. You have to keep trying. And you know, with the business, the all in all is like the economy has not healed back yet as it was before since we got hit by the 2009, you know. So that's why you have, I mean, sometimes I look at it like there are big companies who went out of business, you know. And we as a small company, we were able to at least survive, you know.
Right.
So that's why sometimes, you know, I have to be careful on what I do, what I can do, you know, because it's honestly, you know, if you want to survive and stay in business, you have to be a smart person.
And you have to make the right choices.
Exactly. I mean, I can give you like a small example. Like we got a few invitations to bid for like a lens crafters through the Macy's stores, but they were all outside. And they were like little jobs. Like, I don't want to like go there and do these for them out of my pocket and then not make money. And I'm sure, you know, at the same time, they're getting some GCs who are local. So, you know, I mean, for me, I have to weigh things to see if, like, this is good for me or not.
Yeah, see the advantages and disadvantages of each project.
Yeah, so it's not like, oh, you know, I have this and I have to bid on it, and it doesn't matter if I make money or I don't make money. No, I'm here to make money. Everybody is in business to make money.
Make money, exactly.
Yeah, or else I could have been bankrupt and out of business for years.
Yeah. Do you guys know, like, out of curiosity, like, what's a typical bidding price that you guys normally go for?
What's that?
What's, like, a typical bidding price that you guys put on these jobs?
You know, it depends. I mean, we've done work for Macy's that the project would be, like, a few million dollars. You know?
Wow.
We've done work for them, which is maybe $500,000. So it depends. It depends on, because like no project is similar to the other. And there's no like, okay, this is what we have done in this. And there's also another thing is that when you are working in different areas, different costs apply, like for the labor, for the material, for the even the tax, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it depends. I mean, now like I'm working on couple projects for them in Michigan. They are like ADA projects. I mean, each project is like a couple $100,000, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it depends. And I'm expecting another project from them, you know, it's maybe like $500,000.
Okay.
So yeah, there's no rule on the size, because usually for them, when they put the list of projects that they want to work in, it could range from $50,000 to $5 million, you know?
Yeah, that's a big range right there.
Yeah, because they see, and they, of course, whatever store they think that it might need some remodeling or some changes or whatever. So even for Macy's, sometimes, you know, if they have like a whole bulk of projects that they think that they might be working on, and then when they start making their budgets to see how much they can spend, sometimes they drop so many projects. It's like, oh, you know, we're not working on these anymore because we don't have the budget for this. So.
Okay. Yeah, you guys.
Yeah, this is how it works. You know, even like let's say that, so there's nothing that is set in stone. It's just like that's it. This is no. Everything could be changed. I mean, one time I remember we already got a job and it was ours, and all of a sudden they decided that they don't want to work on it anymore.
Really?
Yeah. Although, like, we have relocated our employees and stuff like that. Of course, like, they have to pay us all the costs for whoever spent any money on the job. And then they said, like, sorry, we don't want to work on it. So, you know, I mean, anything could happen. It's not like, you know, everything is 100% sure. There's nothing, and now, especially these days, you cannot talk about anything that is 100% sure, or everything. You could have a contract, and it doesn't matter, you know.
Yeah.
This contract could fall apart, and they will tell you, sorry, you know, we're having some issues. And, like, let's say Macy's declared that they're going to be closing 100 store. You know, in the course of, you know, from this year till maybe the next year.
Well, isn't that what they're doing, though? Haven't they already, like, mentioned that they're going to be closing about 100 stores all around the nation?
Yeah, they have already, but they have not specified what stores yet.
Mm. Does that scare you a little bit?
I mean, definitely. That's why for us, we wanted to kind of, like, expand our work. So that if we can have investors, you know, that are willing to invest and we can start building, you know. So that's the thing that we are working on now.
Do you ever feel as if, you know, if you bring investors into the picture, doesn't that worry you that they'll have, like, a say in the company now since they'll technically be a partial owner? Because how would your investors work? Would you guys be giving up equity?
The way it would be, we would be only a GC and that's it. So
okay.
They will never, like, okay, you know, that's the money and put this money in your bank. No. It's like somebody who has millions of dollars, millions and millions, and, you know, they want to, like, let's say, build a condominium and then
like that. Okay, that's what you mean by an investor.
Exactly,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So someone comes to you, they want you to build them
exactly.
A condominium.
So we would be only the GC and we
okay.
Kind of like having this, establishing this kind of relationship, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I mean this would be like less headache for you. They would be using their own money and you would be only the GC.
Yeah.
It's like they would be like a Macy's, you know, so like a client to us, or like a Fifth Third, you know, okay.
Exactly.
With Fifth Third, they send us the invitation to bid, we bid it, we get the project, so we are the GC, we line up all the subcontractors with us, we build the branch for them, and that's it. We take our money and walk away from everything afterwards, you know?
Yep. Make your profit and go.
Exactly. This is how we're looking for, you know. So, which kind of, you know, makes you feel way much better because everyone knows their limits and they know what to expect and what to expect. And everything is, like, written and everything is there and everybody knows how much they're going to be getting, you know. So that's the simplest way to do it.
Right.
Okay. So yeah. So I gave you my email. Should
mm-hmm.
be an email, and I'll keep it. And you know, you never know.
You never know. You know, it's
yeah.
better to know me and not need me than to need me and not know me.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Thank you so much. All righty, man. Thank you. I'll let you get back to work. Appreciate the call.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. Take care now. Bye.
Bye.